Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And today we're talking about the much delayed, which probably should have came out 2018, maybe 2018, 2019. Doesn't really matter at this point, but it is 2020's The New Mutants. Delayed a couple of times just because of the troubled nature of the production. And then when Disney decided to buy Fox's movie division or other components of Fox, the movie got delayed and then shelved and then was not going to come out, then was going to come out digitally. And then somehow somebody had the bright idea in the midst of a crisis, let's force people to go to the movie theaters to see this. That's what we did. The drive-in, everybody. The drive-in. Social distancing. This movie is directed by Joss Boone and Nat Lee, the TV version of The Stand. Okay, so there's a new version of that coming out.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He has done The Fault in Our Stars and Stuck in Love. So no horror movies in his background. Yeah. Stars Macy Williams, Anya Taylor-Joy, Charlie Heaton, and a whole bunch of other people. Blue Hunt. The synopsis is five young mutants just discovering their abilities while held in a secret facility against their will, fight to escape their past sins and save themselves, which I guess is somewhat okay to obscure the fact that this movie's trash. But the movie starts off with the character Danny, and there's a catastrophic event that she's running away from with her father. Her father tries to keep her safe, but then he is just scooped up and destroyed by something. And then she blacks out. She wakes up restrained in the hospital. She meets someone named Dr. Reyes, who's kind of approaching her as she's in a safer environment. She tells Danny why she's there, that she's a mutant. And then she meets the other four patients at the hospital. And all of them have gone through some traumatic event. They think that they might be there to join the X-Men because they're mutants. But Danny tries to run away, also tries to commit suicide at one point. But there's some holographic dome around the hospital. She can't escape even if she wants to. Danny eventually just accepts what's going on. But then each one of the characters start having some lucid hallucinations and dreams. And it all kind of relates back to the things that might have happened earlier in their life. So this movie, technically a superhero movie, if you want to call it that, comic book movie, but takes a very horror aspect. So speaking with the connoisseur horror, Jay, how did you feel about New Mutants?
It had potential. I kind of like that horror aspect of it. Different. I don't like any of the characters, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't like any of them.
Yeah.
They were not likable at all. No one was interesting at all. Horror element was one person not being able to control their powers. That's what that was. That was kind of unique, and that was interesting. There were some Easter eggs in there, interesting, the Essex Corporation tied to Mr. Sinister, which is cool. But I watched the movie. I was just trying to find something good in it. The only thing I could say that was pretty decent in it was I think some of the effects were okay. I would say the main antagonist, not the human antagonist, but the main antagonist, that looked horrible. I really didn't enjoy it. A little bit of creepy vibe to it, so that piqued my interest as a horror fan. But outside of that, it was a chore to finish watching this movie. Out of the whole X-Men series, I would consider this one of, not including, well, I'm going to say like the new X-Men series, like not including the ones with Hugh Jackman in it. This, unfortunately, is probably one of the best, which is sad, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would probably say it's better than Apocalypse.
Yeah, it's better than Apocalypse. Definitely better than Dark Phoenix. I don't even want to talk about Dark Phoenix. That's not saying much. That is not saying much at all. It had potential. It had a lot of potential. But it just seemed like it was just all over the place. They didn't know where they wanted to go with the story. I mean, I understood that, like I said, one of the main characters, Danny couldn't control her powers. So basically everything that was happening in this hospital was due to her not controlling her powers. So she had the ability to create what you fear. I thought that was kind of cool. But then it went in so many different directions. It started with that. Then I can't really put a word on this. It just seemed like confused on what they wanted to do. Cannonball was in this movie, and an ex-character that I think is well-liked. Sunspot, he was in there, and he didn't really have really much either. It was more so between Danny, Magic, and Wolfsbane. That's it, between those three. And I don't know. They said they tried to force things in there that wasn't really needed. They try to force some type of relationship between Danny and Wolf's Bane. I'm like, why is this even here? Sometimes movies deviate from the comic. I get that. From what I remember from the comic, Wolf's Bane had a crush on Cannonball, on Sam. So I don't understand why they threw that in there. This is where it's at now. So let's just jump in and just follow the trend. And to me, that's just not the way to go. When I watch this movie again, no, but it's made. I think it should just stay where it was or been remade and just start all over. Like, this movie was not worth it at all.
Yeah, nearly a 2-year wait for this movie. But Matt,
2-year wait for trash.
How did you feel about New Mutants, Matt?
It was new garbage. That's what it is. I don't even know why they even bothered coming out with this. A horror movie? Is it a superhero movie? I understand they were trying to do something new and different outside of the genre that they were trying to do, but they failed miserably. I don't understand the writing on with what they did, being that they had an established franchise. And yes, I get it. They were still attached to Fox, but to connect it to, I guess if you want to call it an X-Men universe, would have probably been the better way to do it. It's just, I don't understand why they even released this. Maybe trying to recoup some money, but just to stain the superhero movies as it is.
Yeah.
This is probably one of the worst written superhero movies that I have seen in a while that had nothing, in my opinion, to do with superheroes.
I'll say that Marvel does do some genre-specific stuff with their movies that it works. Winter Soldier is a spy thriller movie with superhero action.
See, but that fits within the narrative, too. This doesn't fit within the narrative at all. Core aspect, I didn't have a problem with that. They could have kept it like that, but then with the demon bear.
Why?
Oh, God.
Is there going to be a demon parrot too? I understand it's part of the comic book, a demon parrot. Is there going to be a demon snail?
All right, well, let's go to Keith. Keith, how do you feel about New Mutants?
I was surprised at how true they kept the characters. Cannonball was, the minute he started talking, I'm like, yeah, that's a Kentucky accent. He's got that, and the way he was acting. They all had the same beats. The best one was Ileana, a magic. That was right from the comic books. I remember reading those New Mutant comic books. And she was just like that. She was just this firebrand. She just had an attitude. It all stemmed from trauma. And they portrayed the trauma that she went through, that being attacked as a little girl. And growing up and popping up in this, and her mutant powers manifesting and her being in this other place, this terrible place that she lived, stemming from that. And she had this nasty attitude throughout much of her run. They were true to the characters, which I was pleasantly surprised about, straight from the comic books. And I'm surprised that Fox did that.
So Wolf's Bane was straight from the comics.
She's the same. So like Wolf's Bane was the same. She's devout Catholic from Ireland. She had that very much fresh Catholic atmosphere, and the whole backstory of her attacking her priest was about right. Her being a lesbian, I don't know. That might be a newer thing in the comic books, but she's kind of dropped off. Like, she's not in the newer X-Men comic books. I haven't seen her in a while. So I don't know about that. But I agree with you, James, about the whole her and Danny Moonstar just popping out of left field. That's a bit much, but she's not the only X-Men that they did that. I was surprised at how accurate they kind of kept that. I'll give Fox points for trying to try something different. Instead of a straight-up action movie, they went with the New Mutants kind of fits better with more of a Breakfast Club vibe than some kind of hard angle like this. Honestly, I just think this was poorly executed. On paper, it was a fantastic idea, but in the end, they didn't have the right talent behind the scenes to pull it off.
Yeah, for me, this movie just seems misguided. It's not even a long movie. It feels long, and for me, it feels like they took some inspiration from Glass and A Cure for Wellness and tried to make it into a movie, particularly A Cure for Wellness, where that one, Dame DeHaan, starts hallucinating inside of a medical facility.
In like the dark atmosphere.
Yeah. Seeing things in the basement and imagery in it, particularly that bear at the end.
That bear was horrible. Horrible.
Yeah. It just seemed like it dragged on. And then the big reveal is supposed to be that the Essex Corporation, which has a long history with the X-Men, was supposed to be like this big reveal. Dr. Reyes gets this email saying to kill Danny. And it's like from the Essex Corporation, like, oh my God. Like, no, really wasn't that big deal. And this movie is not very good. And I would probably never watch this movie again. And Big Mike was right. This movie should never have been released.
at all.
Yeah, they probably would have done better if it just went straight to Disney Plus.
Yeah,
like people would have.
They could have made it a TV series. That would work. That could have made something like Stranger Things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
That would have made much more really sense. Good. All right, so let's just wrap this up. There's not a lot to say about this movie.
Not too much.
But the mayor scare, James, what score would you give?
Like Barry said, Barry hit it perfectly on the head when he said, this movie's not that long, but it seemed long. This movie seemed like it took forever to get through. This was on the lines of Assassin's Creed. Tedious task because I was just so disinterested. All thing that kept me somewhat in it was just the horror elements of it. That was it. And then the big reveal with the big demon bear killed it for me. It wasn't a good movie. They should have just made it a TV series and called it a day. It would have worked better as a TV series because it could have built the characters up a little bit more. I'm giving a -1, so you can tally it up to a 0 and not watch this movie again. With that being said, it is better than X-Men Apocalypse.
All right. So, Matt, what score would you give?
This movie got a first-class ticket to Donutland or to Bagel Shop. Straight 0 for me.
It's time to make the donuts.
Nothing redeemable about this movie. Very difficult to follow. 40 minutes in, I still have no idea what's going on. Very poorly written. It should have stayed in the scrap. I would have rather watched the X-Men cartoon from the 90s rather than watch this. I would have been more pleasantly entertained. First-class ticket, Bagel Shop, 0.
Keith.
There were some things I did like about the movie. I liked the character. I thought the performances were decent or were in line with the characters. And I liked the characters. And I liked that they tried something different. Not the same cookie-cutter mess that Fox usually did with the X-Men franchise. I'm going to give this a 4. Probably won't watch it again. But if it comes on cable again, I might take a look at it. But The New Mutants was one of my favorite comic books back in the day. So I'm forgiving of some of the missteps. But I'm not going to defend it. So. There you go. Give it a 4.
0, and that's Beast Game Podcast. Thank you. Good night.